Please join with me in our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Dear Lord, we thank you for sunny days and warm houses, hot drinks and cozy blankets when we need them. We are grateful for busy time and quiet time, times to laugh and chat, and times to sit and think and remember. On these chilly days, we specially remember those for whom there is no warm, safe place to go at night, for those sleeping rough or huddled in their car. Bless all those organisations like Mitre Projects and Orange Sky who provide relief and aid for them. We ask you to bless particularly at the moment the Uniting Cares hub called The Gardens, which will be the beneficiary of our charity auction. For those who work there offering advice, accommodation support, medical assistance for all the minor hurts and bruises that can occur, and particularly the recreational activities which can give people recovering from trauma, violence, or financial hardship hope and company and healing through art, music, or gardening. We thank you that your creativity flows through us all as humans. We ask your blessing on Artburst, that the joy of creativity will be felt through the interactions of artists, musicians, the kindergarten families, visitors, and participants of all kinds and ages. May it truly be a festival of harmony and blessing to all involved. We are mindful that there is a stark contrast between these happy plans and the situation of the people in Colombia who are giving up hope on finding any more survivors as the list of the victims rises past 350 and whole families are in shock and loss. Bless all those within Colombia who had already created training and responders for events such as this, and please help all those international groups even now going to help with clearing and rebuilding. Last night we heard of another similarly strong earthquake off islands in Indonesia. Help us to be willing to assist these appeals if we can. Lord, you were with us going to a funeral of our friend yesterday, and that reminded us that you have servants everywhere working in many ways. She had spent years cleaning up the Oxley Creek environment, fighting to save some of the smallest of your creatures, such as the microbat, against the devastation caused by human development. Thank you for all such who fight for your wonderful world and its many and beautiful creatures, all significant in your eyes. We thank you for all those who speak out on matters of justice, not just for people, nation. When we become despairing with news of disasters and war, and even local anger between different groups of people within our own country, remind us that you have always supplied heroes and heroines, and still do so for just such times as these. Even here in our own church family, we have people who are struggling with burdens of health and uncertainty. Help us to nurture and care for each other, especially those whose families are far away or who are isolated from them by illness or circumstance. Finally, Lord, we bring before you the deliberations of our congregational meeting this morning. At this time, we are seeing as through a dark glass, and we are not sure of the path you wish us to take. May we feel your presence very close to us in our deliberations and guide us to good decisions that will further your kingdom in this place. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us join together in saying the prayer that Christ taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.